This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are more than 60 million Americans living with disabilities, and for years, many have been calling for more flexible work arrangements. As employers grapple with returning to the office as pandemic evolves, some are hoping employers learn from this working-from-home stretch, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Before the pandemic, Brittany Wilson's daily commute from Brooklyn to Manhattan took her 2 hours. She has cerebral palsy. She uses arm crutches and a motorized scooter to get around. And she has to specially arrange to take a paratransit bus. Just this week, she did the commute again for the first time in nearly 2 years. And it felt
annoying, for lack of a better word. I'm just like, oh, okay, back to this again. Here we go again.
Wilson is director of the Civil Rights and Disability Justice Clinic at New York Law School. She says there are definite benefits to teaching in person. And as employers rethink their offices, they should also take the opportunity to make them accessible, like New York Law School did when it added buttons to open all its doors.
So that I can get in and out of the restroom, in and out of offices. The classroom that I teach in has a heavy door, you know, things like that.
The technology companies have adopted to enable remote work has also benefited many people with disabilities. Mowena Das is the chief of staff at the nonprofit National Organization on Disability. She's deaf, and prior to the pandemic, if she was in a meeting, a stenographer also joined to transcribe what people were saying. That took some planning. Now, Das uses automatic captioning in Zoom, so she can jump on calls at the last minute.
So it's been really incredibly liberating to be able to be in any context and say, yep, I can hop right in.
Virtual interactions can make disabilities less visible in the workplace. Maria Town is the president and CEO of the American Association of People with Disabilities. She also has cerebral palsy.
What's interesting is that during the pandemic, because people only see me from, like, you know, the bust up, I have to be more explicit about my disability in different ways than I would in an in-person environment.
Town says, given everything we've learned during the pandemic, employers have a great opportunity to hire more disabled workers. Only about a third of working-age Americans with disabilities have jobs. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.